Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Very special Veterans Day dumbass news. A terrorist blows himself up while using a rocket launcher. Do these videos ever get old?
No, they do not. Nope.
I can watch these over and over and over.
Like bloopers.
Just like what you did.
Exactly, right? All right. I know, I was just trying to accentuate that whole thing. Yes.
And I could listen to that over and over.
Yeah, most folks can't.
You bloopered while mentioning bloopers.
I know, that's the amazing thing, isn't it? Yeah. Have more coffee.
You are special forces.
Thank you.
Yes, and I put air quotes around special.
Very special forces, yes.
Special.
Yes. Does that ever get old?
Shut up, Phil.
No, it don't.
That's just neat.
Blooper to blooper.
Yeah. Oh, we want that sound bite.
So, back to the audio.
Yeah. Let's play this.
Shut up,
this
Phil.
Is a terrorist blowing himself up while using a rocket.
Press the button, Phil. Cheer up, Phil.
Really, that was the dumbass news, wasn't it? That was the dumbass news. Arthur Witnick, Vietnam veteran on the show on Veterans Day. He has a book out called Nonsense. It's his story of the Battle of Hamburger Hill, and it's truly amazing. And Art today is going to talk about the music of that time and how when he hears those songs, it brings him back to Vietnam. Hey, Art.
Music is one of the things that really kept us going as soldiers. We're in a foreign land. We're away from home. We're miserable. And one of the few things that kind of restored our humanity was music.
Where would you get the music from?
Oh, we had a little portable radio, a transistor radio. We were not supposed to have that with us out in the jungle because at night the sound would travel, so we only played it in the daytime.
Right.
So when we were in a relatively safe area, or we felt we were safe, we would play it. We heard it over AFVN, which was American Forces Vietnam Network.
Kind of like the Good Morning Vietnam station.
Exactly.
Adrian Cronauer, yes.
Yep.
Did you guys hear him?
No, he left before I got there.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Let's go through some of the songs that, when you hear now, brings you back.
For starters, Creedence Clearwater Revival, they had a song called Fortunate Son. Now, I was drafted into the Army and ended up in the infantry, so to me, I was a unfortunate son.
Was he talking about a specific senator when he said, "I ain't no senator's son"?
No, I think in general, you know, if you had political pull, you were pretty much immune from getting drafted. Or if you did get drafted, you probably ended up with a fairly safe job stateside.
Every time you see any Vietnam movie, in the soundtrack, that always comes up.
That's right, because you know we all felt the same way. You know, how did I end up like this? How come that guy doesn't have to serve?
Right. Like, they'll start the war, but they're not willing to send their kids to it.
Correct.
Creedence also had the song Run Through the Jungle. Did that resonate with you guys?
Not really. The one that really resonated from Creedence was Bad Moon Rising.
Oh.
Because being in the jungle, you know, at nighttime it was pitch black. And the only time that we could kind of see at night was when there was a full moon. So, you know, the lyrics of that song, "Don't go around tonight, it's bound to take your life." Well, yeah. I see the bad moon rising. I see trouble on the way.
I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times today. Don't go around tonight. I always thought that song was about a werewolf. And now you say that, and I can hear it. And
it makes sense.
It all makes sense now.
Yes.
I never thought of that song as a Vietnam War song.
Well, actually, it's not about the war. It's actually about the devil and Daniel Webster.
Oh.
But because of the time it came out in 1969 when we were over there, the first time I heard it, you know, we looked at the radio like, wow, what the heck is that? Don't go around tonight.
Yeah.
Almost like an omen, yeah.
What else is on your list?
I have Sly and the Family Stone, Hot Fun in the Summertime. Now, that's a song that we mocked because, you know, it was always hot over there.
Yeah.
So it was like summer all the time, but we weren't having any fun.
No fun.
So, you know, when that song would come on the radio, guys would flip at the bird and say, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, try having fun over here.
Exactly, yeah. No fire hydrant over here, yes.
That's right.
Hot fun in the summertime. Hot fun in the summertime.
So you're just miserable. You're going on patrols. Sometimes it would be raining. Or else, you know, there's insects, unbelievable insects. There's poisonous snakes everywhere. So you had to deal with all of this. It just was not fun.
I see Vanilla Fudge, You Keep Me Hanging On, is on that list.
Right. Sometimes we would go to the rear or base camp for a stand, what they call the stand down. It would be a one or two night chance to get in the rear, to get a change of clothes, get a shower, and get packages from home. And more often than not, they would have an Asian band would come in, perform for us. And one of the songs they often sang was You Keep Me Hanging On by the Vanilla Fudge. The problem was some of those Asian bands, they had a lot of trouble with the lyrics because they couldn't pronounce their consonants properly. You know, they got to some of the lines, you know, get out of my life, why don't you, babe? They go, get out my wife, why don't you, babe? No, so it sounded awful.
It's like right from a sitcom.
Exactly.
Right.
Right.
From the 70s,
yeah.
Not a sitcom today.
Exactly.
You will not see that sitcom today.
Right. Totally changed the whole vernacular of the song.
That's right. So instead of sounding like Vanilla Fudge, they sound more like Elmer Fudge.
Right. What else is on this list that we would know? Oh, Young Rascals, Beautiful Morning.
Oh, Beautiful Morning. The only beautiful morning in Vietnam was the day that you leave. I don't care if it was raining. I don't care how hot it was.
Oh, wow.
You know, the day you leave, that is a beautiful morning because you're finally going home.
Exactly.
Getting the heck out of there.
Yep.
It's a beautiful morning.
What was that like? Was there some kind of a send-off?
Not
the other
really,
guys?
No.
Or, no?
Because we went over as individuals, we also left as individuals. We, you know, it was not like today's military where you go over as a unit. We went, you know, I went over there. I didn't know anybody. Had to make friends while I was there. And then, you know, guys always were coming and going. They had different dates of arrival and different dates of departure. So the day I left, there was only one guy kind of hanging around that I had made friends with. And he saw me off. And we went to there's a little truck stop. And we shook hands and kind of looked at each other and said, no, I'll see you. And that was about it. I never bothered to get mailing addresses of people because I wanted to forget everything about Vietnam.
Yeah, leave it.
I just wanted to get the heck out of it.
Yeah, like Vegas. Yeah. Stays in Vegas.
And then let's finish up with, what was the, like, you had an anthem.
Oh, The Animals, We Got to Get Out of This Place. So whenever that song came on the radio, everybody was...
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
Sing along.
We do have to get out of this place. And that has become the Vietnam veterans' anthem song.
Well, yeah, not just to get out of Vietnam as an individual, but as a country.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. We all have to get out of this place. You know, our country has to get out of this situation.
Before you were drafted, how did you think your life was going to unfold?
Before I was drafted, I figured I would just work at Pratt & Whitney where I had my job. I was going to marry my high school sweetheart, and we're going to live happily ever after with two or three kids, and that would be it. But it turned out a lot different.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your service.
Yes, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
The book, Nonsense, has sold 37,000 copies. It's an amazing story about Art's experience on Hamburger Hill, and it's really mind-blowing. And we have it posted as a podcast on WPLR.com. Thank you for coming to the Veterans Gala, and thank you for your friendship and your service to the country, Arthur Whitnick.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
There was a fire, and this guy lost his house and some pets. Robert Savarese is a career captain at Electric Boat Fire Department in Groton and would give anyone the shirt off his back. And his brothers at the fire department are raising funds to help purchase food, clothing, housing for his family after this terrible event. And we asked them to come on, and they reluctantly agreed. And thank you for coming on. We appreciate it. And thank you for what you do with the fire department. Robert? Robert?
Yes.
Hey, thanks for coming on. And sorry for your loss with that horrible fire.
I can't really hear you.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah. That's just terrible, man. A guy who goes out of his way to take care of people has unfortunate things happen to him.
Yeah, let me try this. How's that? Can you hear me?
No, the music is too loud.
Okay. Mm. That's still playing. See, we don't hear it on the air.
Right.
Okay. How's
there
that?
You go.
All right.
Found him.
Okay. Thank you for coming on. We appreciate what you do with the fire department. I'm very sorry about this this fire.
Thank you.
What happened?
They haven't found the cause yet, but they're staying a basement fire. Just moved very quickly through the house and destroyed everything.
And did you lose any pets in this?
I lost seven. Oh, I had eight pets.
Seven.
And I lost two dogs, four cats, and a bunny.
Oh man, I'm sorry.
Oh.
They were able to save one that was in a cage downstairs.
Ah, oh, jeez.
Do you have children?
I have two young boys, 5 years old, and an older one, 22, who wasn't home at the time.
And I'm guessing they're just the whole family's devastated with the loss of the pets.
Yeah, that very morning, they were all sitting in the back room, you know, doing their morning routine, watching TV, just, you know, all of them hanging out, just doing their morning routine, and less than 6 hours later, they're all gone.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
And, you know, this is horrible to happen any time of year, but approaching Thanksgiving, approaching the holidays, it's going to be a really rough time for you all. And I thank you for coming on. I know you're reluctant to come on, and I hope it's okay. I'm going to mention there's a GoFundMe page. And if folks are listening and they want to help Robert and his family, it's on our Chaz and AJ Facebook page, and you can go there and help out. Is there anything else that we can do to help you guys? Is there anything you need that we can help you with?
Right now, we're just looking for a residence. we have I've never understood the amount of support that we're getting. It's unreal, and it's so appreciative. We have real estate agents coming out and literally offering their service to help us find a rent so we could rebuild. And it's overwhelming. I mean, we're living out of bins right now at a friend's house, and, you know, we're getting by. That's the best you can do. We're getting by, we're taking it day by day. The support is overwhelming. You don't realize how many lives you touched over the years. And then when something like this happens, people are just coming out of the woodworks that you just had a brief contact with years ago, like somebody I might have picked up off the ground on an ambulance service. They're just coming out and saying,
wow,
hey, you remember me? It's, you know, it's overwhelming. It's you never realize how many people that lives you affect over the years.
This is almost
they come out and help you in tragedy.
Yeah. It's almost like a real life. It's a wonderful life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My girlfriend, Casey, we're just average people. We go to work every day. We come home, take care of our family, and, you know, we do what we can. And to see this kind of outpour of support is it's a feeling that you can never feel in your life.
So the big help now would be a place to stay, right?
Like
the big help now would be an apartment, someplace you can go to.
Right. We're in the process of looking for a rental house because apartments don't like dogs. And we do have the one dog that survived. And,
yeah.
You know, our 5-year-olds aren't the quietest kids, so they like to play and they like to run around.
They like to be 5-year-olds.
Be kids, yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have a lot of leads we're going to look at today, and you know, hopefully they pan out. And, you know, things are moving. Things are moving well, very quickly. But things are going, I guess, the way they should. I don't wish this on anybody. Really don't.
Well, you've spent your professional career saving people from this stuff, and then now here you are on the other side of it. And it's heartwarming to hear that the community's coming forward to help. We have that GoFundMe page linked up on our Facebook page. We'll put it on the WPLR Facebook page as well and the WPLR website. And if there's anyone listening, I'm guessing you want to stay in the Groton area, right?
No, I live in East Haven. I was hired in Groton right after I bought my house in East Haven. And
okay.
And I like East Haven, the great people. The fire department is amazing. Just the people alone are just great, great people. And like the surrounding areas, like I volunteer in East Haven. I work in North Brantford, also volunteer for the ambulance service. And I work in Groton as a firefighter. And, I used to work at AMR, and it's like all these people. I like to stay in that area because that's where all my friends are. And
gotcha. So
I
East Haven.
Groton every day, so.
All right, perfect. East Haven it is. All right, where are you?
Yeah.
Well, we love it. You're nice and close.
I'm actually working in North Brantford today because I have to get back into the routine of things. I can't.
Of course.
I can't keep, you know, I have to get my mind off it, you know.
Right. All right, we're going to put this up at WPLR.com, the Chaz and AJ Facebook page, and the WPLR Facebook page. Robert, no, thank you for everything you've done.
Yeah.
And so sorry for your loss. And I look forward to having some small part in helping you rebuild.
Thank you. All the support that I've been getting. I just want to thank everybody. There's no words to thank everybody. And I keep looking and thinking of a way to how to thank everybody. And there's just no words, nothing I could possibly do to thank everybody for what they're doing.
Well, you've lived your life doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Helping people.
Exactly.
So now it's our turn.
You don't realize that until something like this happens.
Well, Robert, we will see you soon, and keep us posted, brother.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, he didn't even want to come on. He didn't want us to, you know. These are guys that are wired that they don't want help. They want to give help.
Yes.
They don't even refer to it that way. They just say, just doing our job.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very
just
humble
doing our
people.
Job.
Very humble.
Yep. Can you imagine that?
No.
Never. Losing all those pets, losing your stuff, being out, no place to go right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Kids.
I know he said that he was not home at the time, but he wishes he was because he felt like he had enough knowledge to try to save the pets and let the house burn.
Now, here's a guy. I think whatever higher power that you refer to was there because he would have probably, he could have lost his life saving these pets.
I've been hurt trying. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Like absolutely.
This is not, does not sound like a guy who's wired to stop what he's doing. You know, like, all right, it's getting a little too rough in there. I think I'll call it a day.
I got four of the seven, you know.
Yeah.
No,
we're good. No. He would have just kept going back in. Why are you at court today? Where did you go?
Waterbury.
All right. Who are we talking to?
Edison. And I would hope all women are as supportive as his girlfriend.
Edison. Is that his name?
Yes.
Edison. That's his real name?
Mm-hmm.
First
Eddie
name
for
or
short, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
First name or last name?
Just first name.
No.
Okay. Edison.
Last name
Edison.
Is genius.
All right, what's your name?
Edison.
What are you here for today?
I'm facing a domestic violence case.
Oh, what happened?
My ex-girlfriend called the police about a text message I sent her, and then I was arrested at my home.
What was the text message?
It was vulgar language.
Just vulgar language?
Yeah.
Were you mad at him?
Yeah.
Do you want to know what it said? Can you tell us what it said in it?
I love Pete. Do you want to know what it said?
What, he texted you also? It was a group text thing. I was like, why is Edison cheating to me?
Please tell me.
And what is that? What is that in your pants? What is that?
I was wondering what I sent. Can you tell me?
He sent it to me first to proofread.
Oh. Right. Okay.
Do you want to know what it said? Can you tell us what it said in it?
Can I curse?
Yeah. They'll blop. They'll bleep.
Your anxiety.
They'll blop it.
They'll blop. They'll bleep.
They'll blop it.
They'll blop it.
Blop it.
Hmm.
They'll blop. They'll bleep.
the blop, the beep. The blop, the beep.
What are you,
I did, my butt. They blop, they beep. Blop, they beep, they beep, they blop.
The blop, the beep.
Blop, blop, blop. Robot Pete.
You ever get the feeling that sometime Pete's going to be outside one of those courthouses, they're going to take him in for public drunkenness?
Right.
They blop, they beep.
They blop, they beep. They blop, they beep. They blop, they beep.
That's just in the box.
It's a flat tire. The blop, the bleep, the bop, the beep. I can't even do it.
Put music to that. Put the play for Ray Janters. The bleep, the bleep, the bleep, the bleep, the bleep. Bop, 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 bop.
It's Street Repeat.
It's Pete Bot.
Right.
Blop, 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 blop.
Right.
All right.
The bop, the bleep.
Your anxiety.
Okay.
That was it. I was arrested.
Do you think you get arrested for that?
No.
F your anxiety.
Harassment now.
There's got to be something else.
If you text somebody, that's a form of domestic now. It's harassment. If you're threatening or you're like being, that saying the F word means a lot. Like you get in trouble for.
Really?
Yeah.
Pete knows law.
They blop, they bleep.
Oh, yeah.
They bleep, they blop.
They blop, they bleep.
Okay.
So he should have texted, bleep your anxiety.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, if you say text the thing, it does it for you. It puts the words in there. So
really?
It puts the stars in there for you. So.
Really?
Yeah. What?
That's right, it does.
If you do text the thing, it'll actually put the stars in there.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Yeah.
So if you say the actual word.
Yeah. It'll start for you.
Yeah, it'll say F. Dot, dot, dot,
oh,
dot,
it just
dot,
changes
yeah.
mine to duck.
Where, on iPhone?
I don't know if it's iPhone. I know Android does it.
Android does it, yeah.
Oh.
It cleans your language up.
Ah.
Doesn't fix it, though. If you say, I love shoe, it says, I love shoe. Just so you know.
Huh.
All right, hold on. I'm going to turn these mics down. Oh, Phil, are you making an experiment right now?
Oh, I was going to send a whole text to Pete.
I picked Pete, too, for my experiment. They blop. They bleep.
They blop, bleep.
You want me to wait for the break here?
Yeah, hold on. You guys just talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
Okay.
Blop your anxiety.
Yeah. There's two.
The blop, the blop. What would the blop be like? The blop,
okay, the blop. I just sent Pete a text.
All right. Pete eagerly grabs his phone.
Okay.
Like Christmas.
Let me see it.
He looks into it.
It says it. Yours says it.
Wow. And that's physically impossible, Chaz.
All right. Let's get back to Edison, who's outside court. Apparently, he texted his ex-girlfriend, F your anxiety, and that is domestic violence.
Amazing.
It could be taunting, though. Who knows how many times he did it prior, but you know, this got to have been the last one.
Yeah, I don't think it's that one text. I don't think they arrest you for that, right?
No.
Right,
yeah, I know.
Yeah, but women out there.
What was that, Ashley?
I really don't.
I really don't know. No.
I know.
Wow.
No,
I didn't think it would get worse, but it did.
I don't know.
I don't really know. No.
Yeah, but you can say he was bothering me all day and then show the last text and say, this was the final straw, though. That's why I'm calling you. It's a really fine line with arrest.
Yeah, I feel like it's more than that, but that's the headline. F Your Anxiety was the headline of the exchange.
Yeah, great song, F Your Anxiety.
Great way to capitalize on someone's illness, anxiety.
Whoa.
She must have said something like, hey, I have anxiety and these texts are freaking me out.
Yeah.
Right.
F Your Anxiety.
Right.
Gotcha. That'll do it.
Right. I don't know.
I was having a conversation over here with myself.
A gas leak in the monkey cage today.
Right, who guessed?
Okay. Sounded like she was imitating a banjo.
No, the beginning of that song by ZZ Top. LaGrange.
Okay.
Your anxiety.
Okay.
That was it. I was arrested on harassment for that text. That's second degree harassment in Connecticut.
What led to that?
Second degree.
Wow.
What is that statute? I really want to know now. Mm-hmm.
They don't play with domestic violence, man. No way. Not even Florida's the worst.
That's second degree harassment?
Mm. Mm.
Wow.
I did not know that.
Wowie.
Hmm.
You can't have an argument anymore.
I had no idea that this was a thing either. I did not know.
Who knew?
But wait, if you're a kid, you could steal a car.
Yes.
Many times.
But you can't use the F word in the text because you'll be arrested and have to go to court for that.
Right.
Wow. Badow, 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 badow.
I did not know.
Wow, badow, 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 badow.
That's the worst, man. The badow, badows. You're all living in the Flintstones.
And the honk-a-donk. Badonk-a-donk.
Do, 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 do.
Badow, badow.
Badow, all right. What else?
What led to the
argument?
What was the argument about?
You know, boyfriend, girlfriend things. You know.
Was she cheating?
No.
Drinking?
No. Just, you know, she was off her pills that day, a little crazy.
Gotcha.
Okay. So,
off the crazy pills.
Maybe you don't write F your anxiety to someone who, if they're not on pills, acts crazy.
Exactly. Yeah. Do you have the crazy pills? Choose another day to do it.
Just a thought.
Right. Just say, you're off your crazy pills. I'm going to walk
away.
Are
you off your crazy pills?
Yeah.
Yeah. F your craziness.
Exactly. Right. I'll come back when you're like,
wait.
I'll come back when you're on your crazy pills. Right now is a bad time to talk, I can see.
All right. Well, Edison learned a valuable lesson.
He did, yes. Mm-hmm.
Just don't text, just walk away.
You can't con Edison.
Right.
So, it just ended up in this. This is like my sixth.
Wait a minute. Did he just do it again, but now on tape?
Basically.
Did he say F her?
Yeah, apparently so.
What did he say?
I think he said F it.
I get it. F it.
Right. So, yeah, it's upset.
It just ended up in this. This is like my sixth court visit now. Trying to get it going away.
Sixth. Wow. Mm-hmm. On the seventh, it's a free one.
He probably said that several times.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Domestic. I know somebody really close to me that's going on his seventh or eighth time for domestic. They don't play with domestic.
No, but domestic to me is actual physical violence,
no,
but it's
yeah.
not.
No,
it's more it's than that.
Really?
I mean, I think it could be harassment, but I think it has to be multiple times. It can't just be the one text message.
No.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Domestic
so many
is
things
bad.
Today.
Can I have Jennifer arrested for making the bedroom cold?
Probably. Probably.
I went to bed, like, covered in, like, heavy socks and pants and a coat and a friggin' winter hat on last night.
Wow.
It was so damn cold in there.
Wow.
That sounds like endangerment.
It's got to be some form of terrorism.
Exactly. Freezing your testicles off.
All right, go ahead.
Trying to get it thrown away today.
She's still your girlfriend?
No, this is a whole new girl.
This your new girlfriend?
I like yeah. the no. No.
No.
No.
Of course not. No.
No.
I got somebody else now. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
No.
Why is it talking like
no.
this?
A,
no.
No.
Mm.
No. This is a whole new girl.
This your new girlfriend?
Yeah, very supportive.
He didn't say new girl. He said, this is a whole new girl.
Whole new girl. Right.
Whole new girl.
Right.
Not even like close to the old girl. This is a whole new, brand new.
Right.
Kind of like not even.
Has a new girl
this
smell.
This is not a new old girl. This is a whole new girl.
That new girl smell.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's okay, baby. I stand right behind you in court.
Don't do the accent.
Yeah, please don't do that.
I don't even know what that voice is.
Yeah.
A woman's voice.
I pictured you in a dress with bad
That's
makeup.
A woman's voice. Is that how women sound?
Well, to me.
They have your voice?
Huh?
All right,
go ahead. All right, go ahead. Do it again. Let's hear it. This is Pete's version of what women sound like.
Okay, baby, don't worry about it. I'll stand behind you in court.
What is that?
I have never said that to anyone in my life.
Ashley and I have conversations sometimes, and I turn into a woman.
He does.
For
in
different
the elevator
reasons,
last week, he was a woman.
Street Pete makes me feel more evolved.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, really. I'm definitely feminine. I
yes.
I did latch hook as a kid.
No, because I always thought, you know the evolution chart where there's, on one side, there's like, you know, this guy all curled over.
The
like
caveman.
Dragging,
yeah,
the caveman.
Yeah. Right.
And then on the other side is this sophisticated man of today.
Right.
I always felt like I was closer to the, you know, left side of the chart.
The almost rectus.
And then Pete, I'm like, wow, he's at the beginning of the chart.
Knuckle dragger.
But he I love Pete.
Yes, of course we do. Yeah.
That's when
we all do.
Street Pete becomes Petite Pete.
And the floor is so clean.
I don't know about that.
Right.
All right, let's hear the end of Edison's segment.
Well, that's good then, man, right? No, yeah. I guess what did you learn today?
Wait. What was happening there?
He introduced him to his whole new girl, and then Pete was laughing.
What was that laugh, though?
That was my big gap in my teeth, like, in the fucking hair.
Can we hear it again?
The one was it?
Something like turn your head. Good heavens. Yeah, hang on. Let me try my head.
It's like you just found a candy corn from Halloween in there.
Hey, your head's not straight. Let me adjust it for you. There you go.
Seems weird to say happy Veterans Day.
Do you say that?
Everybody does, right? But it just feels weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, people say happy Veterans Day.
I say thank you, veterans.
Yeah. We thank the veterans.
Yes.
Bon Jovi has a new song out.
Does he?
Yeah. And, well, it's the band.
Oh.
But is it really Bon Jovi without Richie?
Not
really.
Not anymore now.
Yeah. Bon Jovi's released a new song called Unbroken. Mm. Can you see if you can find that film?
Sure.
It's in conjunction with the documentary To Be of Service. The documentary shows the struggles faced by many military veterans as they transition from life in the military to normal life, if you want to call it normal.
Yeah, really.
Grammy award-winning band has announced that 100% of the net proceeds from downloads of the song will be donated to the Patriotic Service Dog Foundation.
That's nice.
Cool.
100%, that's great.
The nonprofit organization has made its mission to provide service dogs to military veterans and fire responders who need their services. John Bon Jovi made an official announcement on his YouTube channel. There it is. Just feel like home. I had honor, I found purpose. Sir, yes, sir, that's what I know. They sent us to a place I never heard of weeks before. When you're 19, it ain't hard to sleep in the desert on God's floor. Close your eyes, stop counting sheep. You ain't in boot camp anymore. Where did you find that song?
It's up on the YouTube page now. Bon Jovi's official YouTube page. It was posted on November 1st. Side by side, thought we'd be met as
liberators in a thousand-year-old fight. And can you get it on iTunes? Like, how do you pay for it? You got to go to iTunes,
yeah,
right?
They got a link. So if you read the description of the song on the YouTube page, there's a list of places you can get it. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Pandora, Tidal, Amazon, Google Play.
I'll buy it just to... Because 100% is going, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Not a
now,
portion did they, proceeds.
Now, Apple's not taking a cut?
Yep, Apple. That's interesting. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe there's like a processing fee.
Right.
Of course there is.
Apple doesn't let anything go through there without taking a cut.
Exactly. From this life, hear these words, this humble plea. For I
have seen the suffering. Been with this prayer. Very cool of the band to do that. And then Dunkin' Donuts is serving those who have served.
Huh.
Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts giving out free donuts to veterans and current military personnel for Veterans Day. We're also recognizing George Hart, retired U.S. Army major and Dunkin' franchisee.
Nice.
Nice.
In their latest Dunkin' Doc, that highlights great Dunkin' fans, employees, and franchise owners for putting up a Dunkin'. So I guess this guy put up a Dunkin' Donuts on 11 U.S. Army bases.
Nice.
Wow.
His goal is to have one in or on each of the 44. With six in the works. All right, so he has 11. He wants 44. He's got six in the works. So here he is talking about it.
You know, I spent 25 years moving around a good part of the globe, and I can never get a good cup of coffee. The coffee on base, they did their best, but it was not Dunkin'. When Dunkin' started their expansion, I asked them if I could put stores on military bases. Here we are today with 11 stores and another six more coming in the next 12 months. Our policy is hire vets first. When we hire a veteran, we inherit that culture of responsibility and reliability.
I love that.
Yeah.
And it's an excellent point. Here's someone who they're trained to be on time.
Yep.
They get up when they're supposed to.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Keep things the way they're supposed to be kept.
Exactly.
And you could really rely on these people.
Absolutely.
That guy sounds young, doesn't he?
He did sound young.
I pictured someone older.
Right. That's a young sounding voice.
Yeah. All right. Lori Hollander is president and co-founder of Help Our Military Heroes. And she's just she's an angel.
Yes.
She's a mom. You had two boys serving at the same time, right?
I did. Good morning.
Good morning.
And that's a heck of an introduction.
You know, you get all of this energy, anxiety from being a parent with two boys serving. And she used that anxiety and that energy for good. And you created Help Our Military Heroes. And what does that do?
So we help injured, ill, and wounded who, through their service, are now in need of wheelchair-accessible minivans for their transportation or for their driving, for their families. And so we bridge the gap between their military benefits and the actual cost of the van. So we have been doing that for, we're celebrating our 10th anniversary this year. Wow. We're 131 vans in, and we've got a very busy couple of months to wrap up 2019. We're working with eight applicants right now.
Wow,
131 vehicles.
Yes.
It's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable.
It is.
That's unbelievable to us, too. Trust me.
This year when we did our Chaz and AJ Veterans Gala,
yes,
that van, which van, which number was that?
You were with us for 129.
Is that,
yeah, 129. Yep, the Fosters.
Greg
amazing.
Foster.
Yeah.
Yeah, out of Pennsylvania.
Yes. Right.
Green Beret in the Army.
Yeah, not like Bon Jovi singing, but not a 19-year-old. This was a 30-something-year-old that felt a calling and then just didn't just join, but went in and became a Green Beret.
Unreal.
So,
nice.
Yeah. So all your listeners out there, like, you know, they know these men and women, but to understand somebody that's approaching 40, he was at the cutoff age, got a waiver, and just crushed it, you know, and then was just injured in a workup, you know, prior to another deployment. Parachute. Yep, parachute malfunction. Wow.
And now he's, how's he doing?
Yeah, spinal cord. I mean, he's a miracle. And his wife is a saint, angel, loving, just so devoted. And she's just loving him back to the best health possible. But the van has, and I think I shared her, she just, they went home that night, thought about it, cried, prayed, and then wrote us this little note. But it is, you know, it's life changing. They are able to go wherever they want now. And they really did. They drove back to hometown they hadn't been to, since the injury. And, you know, we all take that for granted, especially with Thanksgiving coming, right? Everybody's like packing up and going. Like if you don't have the proper transportation and you're in these power wheelchairs because you can't walk, you know, people don't always come to you, so you have to go to them. And our vans, your support, allow them to just do normal things independently.
Well, we all say thank a veteran, and it's very nice. And, you know, like Mike, the neurosurgeon who served for 31 years, said the Vietnam veterans didn't have any of that. So it's nice to have that. But also, we say that, and then we kind of not do anything about it, you
right.
know?
Yeah.
Just kind of like, yeah, okay, yeah, thank a veteran.
Yeah,
hey,
sounds
thanks
good,
for
yeah.
your service. But then you have these people like Greg Foster who,
yeah.
you know, injured and just living it every minute of his life. It's like, yeah, well,
right.
thanks for the thanks, but...
need a little help here.
Help?
Yep. Yeah. Well, with your help, though, our fundraising, you know, grew. Our fundraising grew. So last winter, we were able to expand our mission to not only post 9/11, but pre 9/11. So speaking of Agent Orange and Vietnam and the pre 9/11 service connected illnesses and injuries, opening up our mission has been amazing. And I think I shared Mr. Jackson, his story with you, but serving our Vietnam veterans has a super, super, just deep meaning. We have such respect, and we're so happy to be on the side of where they're saying thank you. Thank you for recognizing us. Thank you for helping us. It's amazing. I pinch myself. I don't believe this is my life sometimes that I get to be surrounded by so many amazing people and giving people.
When you think about 131 people that you've gotten a van for, mm-hmm. and then the amount of people that are positively affected by each person, that's a pretty gigantic ripple effect of life that you changed. You did.
Yep.
By bringing all these people together. Now, John Jackson, Vietnam War, U.S. Army, right?
Yes. Yeah. Purple Heart and Purple Heart with Valor. And that's, that was crazy stuff. So he was, he's got effects of Agent Orange that affected his health. But then, of course, he's just out here, civilian and the gunshot wound when he was being robbed. So the gunshot wound is what permanently put him in a wheelchair, but the effects of Agent Orange were already bringing him to that point. So
right.
The service connection to the Agent Orange is how Help Our Military Heroes was able to accept his application, work with him, and play a small part in him becoming independent, which is all any of us really want.
Well, here's the
freedom,
deal.
A choice.
Exactly. Yeah. And you don't think about it. You don't, because you just get up and you go out when you want to go out.
Exactly.
And they all say that. They're like, that's exactly what you should do every day. We don't want you thinking about it every day. But, it's nice to be thought of. I know they know that. So,
well, here's the deal. You don't have to go to an event or you don't have to spend your life like Lori doing this stuff. You can just go to helpourmilitaryheroes.org. And do this work by just donating some money.
Exactly.
Right?
So 100%. We have always been, we will always be 100% of every dollar goes directly to this mission. And we're very proud of that. We're extremely proud of that, actually. We're small. We're mom and pop. We're sitting at our kitchen counter doing this work. But we're getting it done.
This is, I was in early with you guys as soon as I heard about you. But when that rich guy came in and he was talking to me off the air about how you operate.
Yeah.
And
God, Bob Leary.
Yeah.
You're so cute with Bob Leary.
Yeah. He was like, she wouldn't spend money on paper plates or nothing. She would not spend because she said that money takes away from the van.
Yep. Exactly.
That's when I knew we were on the right train.
Yep.
So happy you're on our train. Thank you. Thank you for being on our train.
Thank you for creating the train.
Exactly.
All right. So helpourmilitaryheroes.org, linked up to WPLR.com. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Please thank your boys for us.
Yes.
I absolutely will. Thank you. And our daughter-in-law who's actually.
Yep. We're listening. Your daughter-in-law?
Yes.
Yep. Go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm out in Chicago babysitting because we have a daughter-in-law that's still an active duty reservist, and she's in Arizona on training.
Wow.
So veterans don't get Veterans Day off. I just want everybody to know that.
That's a good point.
True.
The military actually doesn't have the day off today.
Right.
Well, thank you. Thank her for
Thanks
us
for letting
as well.
Me sneak that in. Yeah. I absolutely will.
All right. Thank you, guys.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.